Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today from Washington, D.C., the Minority Leader of the United States Senate, Harry Reid, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training support and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we are delighted to welcome back to the program the Minority Leader of the United States Senate, Harry Reid. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Glad to be here with Sam.
Let me start out with the pictures that we've all been seeing over the last several weeks now of all these migrants coming from Syria and other places and spreading across the world. Germany has taken a real lead in housing a lot of these folks. Do you think the United States should be doing more than the 1,000 people we've taken so far?
Sam, your question leads to this. The worst foreign policy mistake ever made by our country was the invasion of Iraq. Look what it has done. It has destabilized Iraq, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. Look what it has done to the whole Middle East. Look what it's done to Syria. So I have to say that we have millions, Syria alone, about 3 million displaced people. Iraq, millions of displaced people. No one really knows how many people in Iraq have been killed. 5,500 Americans, we know that, and the tens of thousands who were injured, a lot of them very badly. We don't know how many Iraqis have been killed. Certainly a 500,000, probably more than that. So what responsibility does the world have to take some effort, take some responsibility for the foreign policy decision that the United States made? Recently, England said over the next 4 or 5 years they would take 20,000, and over the next 3 or 4 years, Spain will take 20,000 or 25,000. That is a drop in the bucket. There are hundreds of thousands of peoples on the move right now. It is the, as the Prime Minister of England said, Great Britain said, what we have to do is do something about the underlying problems of these people leaving. And we all know what that is, all beginning with the invasion of Iraq.
So how many people do you think the United States should try and admit to help in this situation?
Well, as you know, listening to the Donald all the time, immigration has become a very difficult issue. We passed a bipartisan bill here in the Senate. But even the sponsors of that, Rubio from Florida, now he's running for president, has walked away from his own bill that he helped craft. We've tried to pass comprehensive immigration reform, which we need here in America, but the Republicans have stopped everything. If they allowed a vote in the House, there would be virtually all Democrats would vote for comprehensive immigration reform, and enough Republicans would to pass it. But that's not in the near future. Republican leadership said, no, we're doing nothing on immigration. So we just can't take, there has to be a law passed to take in more Iraqis, more Syrians, more all the people from that part of the world, and I don't see that happening right away.
And also, going back to what you were saying about immigration, we lost really a generational chance to fix immigration, didn't we?
Well, I don't know what you mean by generational chance, but we lost an opportunity to solve a problem that needs to be solved. We have an immigration system that's broken and needs to be fixed. And it doesn't do any good to talk about how horrible it is, how bad it is. We should do something to fix it. And to his credit, the president's done the best he can with administrative moves. He told the Congress last time we met and to listen to his State of the Union address, look, I've tried. No one will help me. I'm going to have to start doing things on my own. And that's what he's doing. He's doing it with immigration. He's doing it with the environment. He's doing it with workplace safety. He's doing it with health care for workers. I mean, he's doing all this thing administratively, which you would hope that we could have done legislatively, but we can't. During the time I was the leader of the Senate, I had to file more than 600 cloture petitions because the Republicans opposed everything. Anything Obama wanted and things he didn't want, they opposed. They opposed things they wanted.
When you hear people like Senator Ted Cruz saying on this program just a couple of weeks ago that he wants to build a fence along the southern border, no matter what the cost, and I asked him, you know, $10 billion, $500 billion, he said, no matter the cost. How do you respond to that?
A man who graduated from Princeton, that's him, not me. They lost my application papers, I guess. I can't imagine how anyone could be so out of touch with reality. I mean, it's not real. The border is more protected today than it ever has been in the entire history of our country. We've got drones floating around. We've got helicopters. We've got electronic fences. We've got actual fences, hundreds of mile of fences we built. I just can't imagine how anyone could be so disinterested in human beings to the effect that they're just ignoring the issue. Build a fence? I mean, how elementary.
Let's take a
elementary
break.
Foolishness.
Let's take a break more with Senator Reid when we come back.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Minority Leader of the United States Senate, Harry Reid of Nevada. As you stated again this morning in a major speech you made the day we are taping, you're supporting the Iran deal brokered with the backing of many key allies in the United Nations. How much pressure did you come under from AIPAC to not support this?
AIPAC is a lobbying organization, and they weighed in on this. They wanted to follow the Prime Minister of Israel. AIPAC usually is in joint step with the Prime Minister of Israel. And I have met and talked to the President. The Prime Minister has been very good to me, and he addressed Congress. He talked about me specifically. I was his friend, and I believe that's the case. But on this issue, they're wrong. Remember, this agreement is for one purpose and one person only. It's for one purpose and one person only, and that is stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. And that's what it does. We can talk about all the other things that Iran does that we don't like, but that's not the agreement. The agreement is stop them from getting a nuclear weapon. And that's what it does. Any talk about, well, we could do a better deal is imaginary. It's a fantasy. This is a deal that has been negotiated for years, and agreed upon by United States, Iran, England, Germany, France, China, Russia. Not bad. I mean, everybody agreed. This is the best deal to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. It is not only the best deal, it's the only deal. That's what it's about. All this other stuff about Iran is causing problems, I agree. But the point is, the deal is only to stop from getting a nuclear weapon, and that's what it does.
And in fact, if we didn't have a deal, all the other parties would go ahead and resume trade with Iran anyway.
If we decided after all these years of negotiating, keep in mind what a historic agreement it is. China and Russia have joined with us and the countries that already enumerated to sign off on this. We would be the laughingstock of the international community after something that we've worked on with them. Our sanctions alone don't work. If they'd worked alone, we would have done it alone. But we couldn't do it alone. Our sanctions are not enough to bring Iran to the negotiating table. With the other countries joining and helping us, we were able to get them to come to the bargaining table. And we worked out a deal. We negotiated, and negotiated some more, and now we have a deal that is good. I repeat, anyone thinking there's another deal out there is in some kind of a fantasy. As you said so rightly, if we walk away from this, we walk away alone, and the other countries will be trading with Iran and living it up.
Let's change topics. It was on this program just a few years ago that you launched your broadside against NV Energy for wanting to build coal-fired plants in eastern Nevada. They decided against building them, and they ended up with the intertie between northern and southern Nevada. Now the Review Journal headline says, Reid calls for NV Energy to get real about rooftop solar. What is the deal that you see coming?
I believe the new ownership of NV Energy has been tremendous for the state of Nevada. Warren Buffett is historically one of the greatest business people we've ever known. He will go down in the annals of matching anybody. And what he's done is some good stuff. Look at all that we've done in Nevada with him and the predecessor company with solar. We have solar all over the state of Nevada. We have one big wind farm in the state of Nevada. So I'm not critical of Warren Buffett and the people he had. Paul Caudill, who runs the company in Nevada, is a wonderful man. Greg Abel, who is his regional guy, who's very good. They have most of the power in Iowa. So much of that is renewable. I admire them for that. But my criticism of this, we can no longer have a model that was used in 1896 with Westinghouse and Thomas Edison to take care of our power. If you use power, how much ever you use, that's what you pay for. People now don't have to do that. They can produce their own power. And the distributor of that power in Nevada, NV Energy, should take that into consideration. It's a new world they live in. It's not the same as 1896. That's what I said. And I was very happy that the Nevada Public Service Commission said, let's wait a while. Let's wait until the first of the year. They had cut off rooftop solar for homes. That's not right. The consumer has a voice now that they've never had before. That's my point.
And where do you think it's going to come down with net metering? Because somebody has to pay for the infrastructure, and that's the biggest complaint of the power companies, not just in Nevada, but across the West. Do you see a change in the amount of money that the power company will pay?
Sam, keep in mind, it's the same monologue they've used for over 100 years. Before the Model T Ford, they've got to come up with a new scenario to pay for this. And it's easy to do. Everybody knows that. It's you cannot overwhelm a consumer when they're right. Sometimes you can when they're wrong, but they're right here.
Okay, so what's the solution?
The solution is let rooftop solar develop, and they can figure out a way to make sure that everyone who wants rooftop solar can get it. And the NV Energy is going to have to work this into the rate base and go to the Public Service Commission, come up with a plan to get it done.
And do you see that happening in the very near future?
I think it's going to happen all over the country. If not, I think there's a very, very strong... don't take legal advice from me. I've practiced law in more than 30 years. But I think there's a real strong case against this monopolistic thing that's been going on in Nevada and around the country.
And we'll take a break. We'll be back with more with Senator Reid when we return.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
If you want your kids to ace spelling tests, become star mathletes, and own the kickball field, then their best medicine might just be in their lunchbox. Renown Health has ideas for healthy foods to pack in their lunches at bestmedicinenews.org.
Here at Humana, we value sticking with things. When something works, people stick with it. More people stick with Humana Medicare Advantage because we stick with them. Humana Medicare Advantage, the plan people stick with.
It's the little things in life that make me smile. Spending the day with my niece. I don't use Super Polygrip for hold because my dentures fit well. Before, those little pieces would get in between my dentures and my gum, and it was uncomfortable.
Even well-fitting dentures let in food particles. Just a few dabs of Super Polygrip Free is clinically proven to seal out more food particles, so you're more comfortable and confident while you eat.
So it's not about keeping my dentures in. It's about keeping the food particles out.
Try Super Polygrip Free.
If you're facing a morning full of meetings or a first period math test, a healthy breakfast packed with fiber and protein might just be your best medicine. Renown Health has healthy and quick breakfast ideas at bestmedicinenews.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Nevada U.S. Senator Harry Reid. The Nevada Division of Insurance says that people on Nevada HealthLink will see premiums rise 8.7% in the next year. Individual buyers like me will see premium rises of almost 100%. My deductible is $11,000. That is not health insurance. That's catastrophic insurance. I understand that millions of families that have health care now didn't have it before. But is it time to start looking at changes in Obamacare that could make it fairer for those that don't qualify for the exchange?
Sam, when we passed Obamacare, no one said it was perfect, but it's something we needed to do. We were the only industrialized nation without a health care plan for everybody. Now, the rate increases are really quite good, 8% increases. If you look back before this came into being, it was not at all unlike that you would see rates go up 50, 40, 30, sometimes 100%. And remember, they could cancel you anytime anyway. So this, the program we have now is imperfect, but it's a good program. It is. Allows people with pre-existing disabilities, parents with kids in college can be insured. It's really a wonderful program. We got community health centers all over the nation that we didn't have before. $11 billion worth of them are being constructed. But if we had just a little bit of help from the Republicans, a little bit of help, we could improve the bill. But they are bound and determined to hate this legislation. They've tried to repeal it more than 60 times. Hard to comprehend, but true. So whenever the Republicans become real, we'll be happy to work with them in changes. We could make it a better piece of legislation. We knew that when it passed. The president knew that when he signed it. But they have been in this. We've seen little kids throw a tantrum. Oh, they just yell and scream. But what can you do to stop them? You just kind of have to let them wait until they get through with the tantrum. So I guess that's what we're going to do to improve health care, is let the Republicans get through their tantrum. They've tried everything they can to get rid of this care that people have. They have no alternative, none, zero. They just want to go back to the way it used to be, where the insurance companies controlled everything.
And it's too late for that. You told me before that the goal is single payer within 5 to 10 years. When I look at my wife's payments and benefits by being on Medicare, I would love to have the same deal.
Well, I don't know when we're going to get single payer, or in fact, if we get it. But I would hope that everyone understands that health care is something that's a necessity. It's not a luxury. And it's not fair that you, a man who, you're not a wealthy person, and obviously you don't have good health care with your employer, and I don't mean this to be facetious in any way, but that's
I am my employer, so yeah, well, really it's bad.
Pretty well settles that. So everybody needs a fair shot. Some people don't. But that's not the fault of the Obamacare bill. Think what it was before. So I would hope that in the months to come, not the years to come, but it may take years, that we're going to change and have a better system. Right now, we have a good system, but it's not the best we could have.
We've got about a minute, a little over a minute left. The biggest deal in Northern Nevada since the opening of the MGM in 1978 has been the arrival of the Tesla Panasonic battery factory. You know Elon Musk. What do you tell the doubters?
Well, I tell the doubters, take a ride out Story County like I did and look at that massive property. The only thing in the West that's any bigger is the Boeing airplane manufacturing facility. It is a big deal. It's a wonderful opportunity for Nevada, and I admire Governor Sandoval. Anytime he needed something, I was available. But I admire him for having the patience to finalize this, to get it over the finish line. We've had a lot of starters on big projects in Nevada, but this was taken over the finish line. Elon Musk is one of America's geniuses.
And why do you think people doubt his ability to get this through?
I don't know what more the man could do. His cars are selling. His ships are going. His spaceships are doing great. He's got many different projects that, you know, he's done that. He is just so involved in things that have been good for our country. And I admire him. I think he's been good for Nevada. Black Rock Desert's been busy this week. I called him a while ago. And what are you going to do this weekend? I'm taking my boys up to the Black Rock Desert and shoot off rockets. Man, he can really shoot off some rockets.
And that's where we have to leave it. Senator Reid, always appreciate you taking the time to be with us, and appreciate you, sir. Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71, and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses, and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices, with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
Let's face it. We all try to eat right. We try to exercise. But sometimes, we all need an extra boost. That's why I choose the 7-Day Ultra Fast Slim Kit by Body Lab.
This advanced system works three ways to accelerate results. It naturally cleanses to flush out unwanted toxins, helps reduce belly bloat, and revs up your metabolism to burn the fat.
So make choices, not excuses. Choose the 7-Day Ultra Fast Slim Kit by Body Lab.
At smarter retailers nationwide or visit bodylab.com.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
On our next broadcast from Washington, D.C., Congressman Crescent Hardy. We'll see you then.